daughter wanted me to help her raise her children.
Mom knew what she was getting into.
Inviting her into your home to watch 5 little children if she's an alcoholic is nuts.
But grandma's behavior.
She was touching me inappropriately and making me uncomfortable in my own home.
Had their relationship on the rocks.
I needed to speak with her. I took her to the bar to have a drink.
You described your mother as an alcoholic. Why would you take her to a bar?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Candy Latham is suing her daughter, Andrea Latham, for the return of fishing poles and snorkeling gear she left behind when Andrea kicked her out of her home.
Order. All rise. This is case number 63 on the calendar in the matter of Latham versus Latham.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat, please.
Miss Latham, this is your daughter, and you claimed that you were living with her for a period of time. She unceremoniously threw you out and kept some of your property. You want the property back and some punitive damages for being disrespectful, which I don't necessarily have to deal with here. Now, your daughter gives me a whole different story about what happened on that fateful day when you left the house. And she's got a counterclaim that is also a little ridiculous for damage that your dogs did to her French doors while you were staying there. When did you move in with your daughter?
Around March 2nd.
Of 2011?
2011, yes.
Where had you been living?
I was living with Mr. Sheehan.
Who's Mr. Sheehan? Is that this gentleman?
Yes. A friend of mine.
How long had you been living with him?
About 2-3 months.
Prior to that, where were you living?
At my own home.
What happened to your home?
And it's being sold. My husband and I got divorced, so I had moved out of the home, and I had moved some of my belongings over to Mr. Sheehan's home, and then when I moved out of Mr. Sheehan's home, I moved them to my daughter's home.
And what prompted you to move to your daughter's home?
My daughter wanted me to help her raise her children, because she was going to college and she needed somebody to be there to watch and babysit her children. So I moved in with her to help her.
She asked you to move in with her?
Yes.
Is that right? No, look at me. Don't look over there. Look at me.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
How many children do you have?
I have 5.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Who is this gentleman?
That's my fiance, Nathan.
Is Nathan the father of any of these children?
4.
Took you a long time to make up your mind. How long has Nathan been your fiancé?
For 1.5 years.
How old are the children that you have with Nathan?
Our children are 2 and 3. He has 2 daughters that are 12 and 8, and I have a son that's 11.
How many children do you have?
I have 3 that belong to me. We have 5.
That's all I asked you. You have 3 children?
Yes.
2 of whom are fathered by Nathan?
Yes.
And what college were you going to?
I go to Kaiser University.
Who takes care of the children before your mother moved in?
Nathan.
Didn't he work?
Yes, he works. I go to school at night.
Then did you decide to go to school during the day?
During extern, you have to work 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I have a 2-year-old and 3-year-old. And the 3-year-old was waiting for
daycare. Is that how you came to ask your mother to move in with you?
She was having problems with Joe throughout her drinking. And he was trying to limit her on her alcoholism. So I said, during the day, you can come watch my kids. So that way, if you want to go out at night, I'm not going to stop you from going out.
So you were allowing your mother to come and watch your children, even though she had a drinking problem?
As long as she didn't drink around my children and left the home while she did it, yes.
Okay, on what date did your mother leave the home?
Leave April 11th, 2011.
Do you want to tell me, Miss Latham, the circumstances surrounding your leaving your daughter's home?
Yes. She had come home, I guess, from school or wherever she was in the evening. I was sitting out in the garage because I wouldn't smoke a cigarette around the children. So I was out in the garage smoking a cigarette when she pulled in. And she was apparently drunk when she pulled in. So I told her, you know, are you going to bed or what are you doing? And she went into the home and was arguing with her boyfriend and came stomping out of the bedroom after talking to him.
Nathan.
Yes, ma'am.
Up.
Yep.
What's your last name, sir?
Comar.
What were you arguing about on April 11th?
Ma'am, we weren't having an argument.
Tell me about it.
We were discussing...
She came home.
She came home.
And?
We were discussing the uncomfortability that I was having in the home with her mother.
So she came home, and you were telling her what?
I was telling her that her mother was making advances on me, that she was touching me inappropriately and making me uncomfortable in my own home.
And your fiancé said?
She told me that she will talk to her mom about it.
So you were having a discussion?
Yes, ma'am.
Was your fiancé angry?
No, yes, she was angry.
Was she angry at her mother?
Yeah, she was angry at the mother.
But not you?
No, ma'am.
Angry at her mother. So she went outside, and Mrs. Latham was in the garage?
Yes, we don't smoke in our house.
And what happened when you got out to the garage?
I asked her to take a ride with me that I needed to speak with her.
Okay.
I took her to Doc's, which is a bar to have a drink.
Why would you do that?
To put her in her element so she'd be calm.
You couldn't go with her for a cup of coffee someplace so she'd be together? I mean, you described your mother as an alcoholic. Why would you take her to a bar?
To put her in her element.
Did you have a drink?
In a better mood. I did there, yes.
Yeah, what did you have?
I had a shot and a beer.
And then?
And then I asked her, or more or less told her, that she is not welcome in my home because she was making Nathan and my children uncomfortable. She then became belligerent towards me. And on the way home, I pulled over. I told her to get out of my vehicle, that she was not welcome in my house. All of her stuff would be dropped off at 29th Road that next morning.
Who lives there?
That is the deed where she has her home.
Who lives there?
My father and my brother.
So you're going to drop your stuff off at her
husband's house? Yeah, well, she has her deed. Her name's on it. It half belongs to her, so it's her house.
They're not divorced?
They are now, yes.
Well, if they're divorced, then the deed...
is still in both of their names.
That's unfortunate. Why didn't you drop the stuff off at Joe's house?
Because she left Joe's house to move in with me because he couldn't tolerate her drinking. More or less, they were arguing all the time because she likes to go out and he likes to go home after one or
two. Sounds like you all like to drink.
On occasion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What property do you still have that belongs to your mother?
Absolutely nothing, Your Honor.
What property, Miss Latham, does your daughter have that you claim still belongs to you?
All my fishing poles.
Listen to me. Fishing poles. How many?
Five.
Describe them to me.
I have three that are deep sea fishing poles, along with three deep sea rods, and two that are freshwater poles with two freshwater reels.
You have those, Nathan?
No, ma'am.
Where are they?
In her possession.
Well, they're not in her possession. She says she doesn't have them. Where did you take them?
My fiance loaded the van with things. I went to work. After work, I dropped them off at her residence.
Did you drop off fishing poles?
No, ma'am.
At the
there was no fishing poles.
So your fiance did not put any fishing poles in the van?
No, ma'am. She physically handed them the next day to Miss Latham over there.
So the next day, your mother came back to the house?
Yeah, she came back to the house and was being rude and belligerent while my children were going to school.
Tell me about the fishing poles.
Okay. She was in my garage getting the rest of her belongings, Your Honor. I told her to take her things and to leave. I was on the phone with him. I was upset. My two-year-old and three-year-old were upset.
Yeah, don't tell
I
me what they, don't
my
tell
ha-
me that. Listen to me.
Okay.
Don't tell me about somebody else's
okay.
emotional state.
Okay.
Even a two-year-old and a three-year-old. She's in the garage. You called your fiancé. She's taking the rest of her belongings.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I told her to take the rest of her things and leave my property at once. If she had a problem with it, my neighbor is Polk County Sheriff's Department, and right across the street, if she had a problem, she can more than welcome to go knock on the door. They were home.
Is that what you told her?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And?
And to leave my property, and I walked in my house and locked my door. She had all of her belongings on her.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
There's no question in my mind that your mother has a drinking problem. I think both of you are really sort of off. It's a shame that there are five other little children who have to be involved with you.
And later today...
You're driving a new car for which you have no insurance and driving it cautiously at a speed of about 110, which makes you dunce of the day.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Candy Latham says her daughter, Andrea Latham, owes for the return of property left behind when Andrea kicked her out of her home. Andrea claims her mother was acting inappropriately with her fiancé.
Now, what about the fishing pole?
She had them.
No.
that day?
Yes, no. Ma'am. Yes, oh. She did.
No, I did not.
What else?
I had the snorkel gear, my bathing suit. I had a lot of property.
I don't want to hear a lot of.
Okay. I had my purse, clothing that wasn't returned as well. And I could not get them off the property. She made me get out of the property because I was walking two little chihuahuas. So how could I go knock on anybody's door to help
you
me?
You were walking what?
My dogs. She told me to get my dogs off the property or she was going to kill them.
I did not say that.
What kind of dogs?
Two chihuahuas.
That you left at the house that night?
Yes. When we were out, I had to walk back to the house.
Oh, I do. That you left at the house that night?
Yes.
She left the dogs at the house?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And she picked the dogs up the next day?
Yes, after she slept on my porch that night.
Okay. What else?
Well, I was trying to get the dogs and the dog blankets even. She kept those. Okay. And the dog's dishes.
All right, you will have 2 minutes to tell me about your counterclaim.
Okay. My mother's dogs defecated and urinated in my office, so I kept them out on the porch because it was stinking up my house. Terrible. So when they were out on the porch, I have a dog door. I kept that closed so they could not get into my home. They chewed and jumped on my French doors. I have pictures, and then I got 2 estimates for the repair cost.
Not interested. You invited your mother into the house. She invited her into the house with her 2 dogs. That's your problem. You put the dogs outside. You closed the doggy door. What'd you want to do? They wanted to come inside. Be stupid, Miss Latham.
So they can defecate and urinate on my property?
Well, then you shouldn't have invited her. Then you shouldn't have invited her with dogs. Listen, I think both of you are really sort of off. It's a shame that there are 5 other little children who have to be involved with you. Yeah. I don't understand why you wanted to have a sober conversation with your mother about your fiancé's statement and take her to a bar. And not only take her to a bar, but you want to have a sober conversation with her so you're down a couple of shots and a beer. That I don't understand. And then get behind the wheel of a car. And there's no question in my mind that your mother has a drinking problem. She probably had a drinking problem for a long time, but that's just enabling her. I mean, inviting her into your home to watch 5 little children if she's an alcoholic is nuts. Crazy. And I think you have to look harder for your fishing poles. I wouldn't go out in the water anyway, Miss Latham. I don't think you're steady enough to go out on the water. Who are you living with now?
I'm plenty steady.
Living with now?
Mr. Sheehan.
You went back to him?
Yes. I had no other place to go. So I had to move back in with Mr. Sheehan.
Mr. Sheehan, listen to me. So you don't have to stand up, sir. Do you fish?
No.
Good. That's all. Your case is dismissed. Goodbye, sir.
Why is that excused? You may step out.
This is the final choice because I wanted to have a relationship still with my grandchildren.
She doesn't have any grandchildren.
Apparently, she's destroyed that.
She doesn't have a daughter. It's all good.
But I'm heartbroken. I'm devastated over it.
Too bad, so sad.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter are Spark Glass versus Sue Staita. Step forward, please.
20-year-old Jameson Spark and his girlfriend Crystal Glass are suing Don Staita for causing their car accident.
Tell me about the day you had the accident and knocked down a pole.
I was leaving a girl's house, and I just got the car. I only had it for like a month. I didn't have insurance. They were very irresponsible. I was punching like 110, just trying to see, you know, how fast it could go. And kind of lost control of it and knocked down a pole.
Okay. So you're driving a new car for which you have no insurance and driving it cautiously at a speed of about 110. Which makes you dunce of the day.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm not speaking to you. You've already established who you are.
Not a drunk.
I didn't say you were a drunk. You're a dunce. I've already established who you are.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jameson Spark and Crystal Glass claim Don Staita is responsible for their car accident. The plaintiffs say they ran into a light pole that Don knocked into the street.
When you knocked down the pole, did you immediately call the police?
After...
No. The answer is no. You didn't call the police. Where did you go?
Well, after I left the scene, I tried to call the cops,
Just a second. I don't want to hear try. You knocked down a pole and you left, right?
Correct.
Now along comes Miss...
Glass.
Glass. And Mr...
Spark.
Who was driving?
I was, Your Honor.
And hits the pole that you have left in the middle of the street, damaging their car. They want you to pay for the damage. That sounds to me like a no-brainer. driving 110 miles an hour. We weren't at Indianapolis, were we? We were on a street, right? No insurance, so you wanted to get out of there as fast as you could. Left the scene of an accident. They damaged their car as a result of the pole being across the road because, you know, while you may watch out for a little squirrel crossing the road, one doesn't usually expect to find a light pole in the road. It was a light pole?
It was a big light pole that someone should have seen.
It was a big light pole. Well, someone should have seen it as it was illuminating the street, but not necessarily. At what time in the night or in the morning?
It's like 3.
3 a.m.
There's plenty of light everywhere.
Listen, stop being stupid. Would you please? You have family?
Yes, my cousin.
I don't want to. Your cousin, I'm totally disinterested in. You have parents?
Yes, ma'am.
Are they proud of you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you don't want them to think you're an idiot in front of at least 10 million people in this country and probably a lot more worldwide, do you?
Of course not.
I mean,
not.
You think you're being clever with me? You are actually not being clever with me. What do you do for a living?
I'm a manager at a movie theater, and I'm a full-time student.
Where?
At ACC, the community college in Austin.
And when are you the manager of a movie theater?
Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays.
In the evening?
Fridays in the mornings.
Goes to the movies in the morning.
Older people.
Oh, you don't mean really early in the morning. You mean like 11 o'clock?
No, like 11, 12.
Yeah, 11 o'clock. I've been there. Now, you live at home?
I live on my own with my roommate.
With your cousin?
Yes, ma'am.
Was your cousin with you when you were test driving the car?
He was. I had called him when my car broke down because...
The question is, was he with you when you were test driving the car?
No, I was
That's
by myself.
That's all I asked you. So he was not with you?
No.
No, because you were at your girlfriend's house?
Not my girlfriend.
Just a girl's house?
A lady friend.
Actually not liking you a whole lot. I actually think you're a jerk. Okay, can I see the damage to your car, please?
Yes, ma'am. There's pictures, and here's the estimate.
Thank you.
And, Your Honor, we actually have proof showing he was drunk at the time.
There is no proof.
Just a second. I don't care whether he was actually drunk.
I never talked to a cop when I was... I do care.
I'm not speaking to you. You've already established who you are.
Not a drunk?
I didn't say you were a drunk. You're a dunce. I've already established who you are. I don't care whether you were drunk or not. You're responsible. I mean, I do care. But you're responsible for the damage to his car. I actually think that they should take away your car and your license.
That car has been taken away.
Perfect. By whom?
By the lien holder.
They took it
back? I couldn't afford to get it out when it was impounded.
Oh.
And so the lien holder took it, and now I'm paying
them. You sound like
off.
A genius. You better stay in school.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Close. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, how much of a deposit did you put down on this car that you didn't have insurance
for? I put down
$1,500.
Yes, ma'am.
Are they taking money out of your paycheck?
They don't take it out of my paycheck. I take it myself from my paycheck and give it to them.
Well, how long do you think that's going to last since you don't have the car?
Oh, I don't know.
How long do you think you're going to be that magnanimous to pay the loan company back for a car that you no longer have? What's the name of the place where you work at the movie theater? What's the name of the movie theater?
Westgate.
Westgate. You get paid check or cash?
Check.
Check. That comes right from Westgate, right?
Yes.
And you do work under your own name, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Good. And who's the lien holder?
Auto Showplace.
Auto Showplace. And where is that located?
It's on Congress and Stassney in Austin.
In Austin, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Now they know where to find you and attach your check. Very good.
I wasn't drunk, by the way.
Being drunk, actually, in your case, might have been an excuse. 35, 15, 14. That's what you owe him. Judgment for the plaintiff.
No,
that's
ma'am.
All. Thank
can
you.
I, can
Your
I
Honor,
say something?
This I is ridiculous. Wanted to add more for inconvenience.
Listen to me.
Sorry.
Don't inconvenience me. Do we understand each other?
Yes, Your Honor.
Say thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Judge.
Judge,
very
can
good.
I say something, please?
Put him out.
Please.
Him.
Why is our excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
When we saw it, we didn't see until we were right on it.
Any person would have seen a big light pole in the middle of the street.
It's dark, you can't see the light poles down. We would have seen if the light pole was up, right?
It's negligence on their part.
But it was down, and we ran. We had no choice but to run over it. It was laying across the whole road. There was no way to miss it.
I mean, I understand that it was bad on my part for knocking it down, but I'm not in charge of picking it back up.
I don't have any hard feelings. I just think that he needs to be more responsible and not get behind a wheel when he's been drinking and driving.